Good morning, everybody. What a wonderful Wednesday it is. I want to thank you first of all for joining me today. Second of all, I want to thank all of you who were praying for the big dispersal sale that we had yesterday. I would say on most all accounts, it went really well. Overall, it went great. So we want to thank the Lord for that. Cattle prices have been up, and it did show by the amount of people were at the sale and the amount that they were willing to pay. And so we appreciate everyone who is keeping us in their thoughts and prayers. And now we'll move on from here. We'll build the herd up again and ask for direction from the Lord in regards to our family and making a living and all those fun things that He has us here to do on Terra Firma. In regards to our music, we are thankful for the path that the Lord has us on. We're not exactly sure where that's going, but God always makes a way, even when there seems to be no way. And so we appreciate each and every one of you who have come alongside of us with all your purchases of our CDs and merchandise. All of you who have signed on to our VIP page, we want to thank you for that. That gives us much direction in how we can go in the coming days. So we thank you for that. So if you want to get on VIP, you can go to AmundsenFamilyMusic.com and click on the blue button, and you can get all kinds of behind-the-scenes videos, news, pictures, updates, things you probably don't even want to know. And we'd love to have you, and we'd love the support. But anyways, here we are in John 8 today, and a song that, boy, goes way back for me. Faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you're sure to please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. Faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Oh, faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Do good to your enemies, and the blessed Lord you're sure to please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, He'll guide you all the way. Faith, hope, and charity, that's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Yes, faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these is charity, with which, if we don't have charity, all the things that we do and think we are of no avail. They're as sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. So we need to remember that. With everything that we do, if we can do it in love, if we could do it prompted by the Holy Spirit, then we know that our motivations are right. Now, it never hurts. I'm just reminded of the scriptures where it says, you know, we do need to do good, and sometimes our motivations are not that great. Right? But God is well able to sort those things out. He's able to separate the chaff from the wheat. And we just pray that in the end, what we have done, what we've said, will be counted and will not be just burnt up. But either way, it says, we're saved as by fire. And so we can confidently walk with the Lord, doing what we can, and He helps us. We are going on to John 8. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for the faith that You've given us. You've given each of us a measure of it. And Lord, help it today to grow as we read in Your Word. And Lord, let it plant hope inside of us as well. Not a hope in things that are on the earth, but hope in things eternal. Father, I pray that You would help each and every one of us to place our priorities on that kingdom of God which is coming and upon Your Son, Jesus Christ. So Heavenly Father, just bless our reading today. In Jesus' name, amen. It's been a busy morning. I should apologize. I'm quite late. Of course, after the sale, there's lots of sorting around to do, hauling cattle, making sure everyone gets what they're supposed to get. Of course, we bought back a certain amount of the cattle. We knew which cattle we liked and which maybe wouldn't go for as much as we thought they were worth. So I was there to buy those. And we think we did all right getting back some of the ones that we wanted, especially some of those older cows that maybe others didn't want to pay a lot for, but we knew that they had some good years left and are good, sound, reliable cows that will bring some really good calves in the next few years. So we bought some of those back, amongst some others that we kind of liked. But, so we're not without, we're just with a lot less for now. Anyways, I could talk all day about this, maybe on a podcast, hey? Go to Amundsen Family Music YouTube and you can find our podcasts there. All right. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning He came again into the temple, and all the people came unto Him, and He sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto Him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto Him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting Him, that they might have to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down, and with His finger wrote on the ground, as though He heard them not. Kind of ignored them. I'm good at that. So my wife says. So when they continued asking Him, He lifted up Himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again He stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up Himself and saw no one but the woman, He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Oh, those should be some of the most comforting words that we can read, because we have all sinned. We have all fallen short. But Jesus is there to say, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto Him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I came and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bear witness of me. Oh, that must have just burnt him up. Then they said unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself, because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come? And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. When they said unto him, Who art thou? Then they said unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Then they understood not that he spake of them to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And as he spoke these words, many believed on him. I'll just read just a bit more. Then said Jesus to them Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, for your grace, for the access that we have to eternal life by believing. It's not that hard, is it? Or is it? We have so many things that we have to get over in our natural minds that we have to just lay aside and just believe on the Son of God. Believe on him that sent him and believe on him that was sent, and he'll lead us. We like to complicate things so much. Religion likes to complicate things so much. Denominations love to complicate things so much. I won't say too much more about that, but you know, Christ makes it very simple. Believe on me. Amen? So, that's why we spend time with him. That's why we read his word. He shores us up, and he builds our faith. And so to the point where nothing is impossible. He has so many things available for us, and little by little, he's leading us into them. We just have to do our part. Just believe, and he'll take it from there. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to just pray that each and every one of you are blessed, as I am, to spend this time. And pray that you can join me tomorrow morning as well, Lord willing. Oh, thank you, everybody, for joining us for a live stream last night. We were all really tired and actually weren't planning to have a live stream even, but because we were getting in late from the sale and working cattle. But anyway, someone came from town to watch us live as we did our live stream. So we thought, well, we pretty much got to do it now. And it ended up to be a great time. The whole family was there. Sonora got to sing and Anna got to sing. Oh, it is Anna's birthday today. Help me to wish her a happy birthday. To Anna Lynn. She's 12 years old. All right. I might say more about that in a Facebook post. All right. You all take care. See you in the morning.